You begin us in prayer?
Sure. Father, we lift up this workshop to you. You commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations, of all the ethnic groups. And the oral learners around the world are an important part of your people. Help us to learn through this workshop practical skills that we can put into practice as we desire to reach out to these people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I'm extremely happy to be sharing here at EQUIP. This is probably about my fourth EQUIP presentation, fourth year that I've been doing this. And I'm always excited to be around youth workers because I think there's always a lot of life and energy that is expressed when you're working with youth people. My background comes from the States. My name is Larry Dinkins. And this is my 36th year to work with Thai people. My exposure to Thailand was at Dallas Theological Seminary. And as you all know, all of us are the product of our education. We teach as we have been taught. And if ever there was a very high academic type training, it was at Dallas Seminary. Mr. Noak went to Dallas, who just passed away in Bangkok. And very propositional, very sequential, very logical, very abstract. And yet, while I was at Dallas, I was called to work with Thai people. I met a missionary. His name was Lewis. He had come to Nakhon Sawan area back in the 1950s. There was not one road. You had to go on boats or elephants. He had four children. He brought his whole family in on elephants. No electricity. Can you imagine? April in Thailand, no electricity.
Oh, no.
Right. So, this man had a huge effect upon me. He talked about how there were more Buddhist temples than there were Christians. I lived in the buckle of the Bible Belt. I was covered over with Christianity. And Thailand was a place where many people had never heard even one clear gospel presentation. And so, my wife and I, with a 9-month-old baby, came to Thailand in 1980, maybe before some of you were born. And we started into pioneer church planting. The greatest need in Thailand is new churches, not new parachurch, not new mission organizations or lots of organizations or orphanages. The greatest need to change the entire complex of Thailand is more churches. So that there is salt and light in every province, in every dambon, in every village. And that was what I was doing with leprosy people my first 4 years. And I had a very difficult first 4 years. I wrote a whole book about it. It's called Help, My Halo is Slipping. I think my sequel will be I've Totally Lost My Halo. Because I had a very hard time in Thailand. I was robbed 5 times. Once at knife point, I was my whole family was in hospital, dengue fever, glandular fever,
okay.
Hemorrhagic.
Wow.
And yet God, through all of that difficulty, 6 years working in central Thailand, God planted his church, which is significant. Then I went to Bangkok Bible College. I always wanted to go to Bangkok Bible College, and I spent 6 years there with Ajahn Thi Rat and Ajahn Ma Henry, Dr. Henry Bridenthal. After 12 years in Thailand, I had more questions than answers. Why? Because missionaries at that point had worked in Thailand 160 years. And we were probably at 0.2%. When I came to Thailand, we were maybe 0.1. By the time 12 years passed, maybe 0.3%. Now, 2016, we are at 0.5%. So, you can imagine, I came here and I'm wondering, what's going on? I have more questions than answers. So I went to Biola University to do a PhD to get some of my answers from doing high-level study of the whole Thai situation. What surprised me from these 7 years of doing a PhD, the Thai people are oral people. No missionary had ever told me that. And I started out in central Thailand with leprosy people, fourth grade education, by training them in what's called home Bible seminary. 66 books, a stack this big. Very print-oriented, very much literate-oriented, and yet...
You're going to the third, why should we give you a second?
Okay, I'll give you a third. Okay, so let me ask this question. Jesus came in after many days of intense ministry. His house filled up with people. Jesus began to teach them, but what other choice did Jesus have when this happened, when all the people came in? Could have gone outside?
Right.
What other things could he have done? Gone outside? We're looking at other options or choices Jesus had.
Could have shut the door.
And kept
them out.
Kept them out, okay. Good. What other options? Who was usually with Jesus when he traveled? Could they be used in this situation?
Yes.
If they knew how.
If they knew how? What had he been training them to do? How could he have helped?
He could have taught them storing, I guess.
Okay, so they could have been involved some way, right? Okay. Outside there was a man, and let's just think about being paralyzed. Has anyone ever worked with paralyzed people? Yeah, I'm sure a pediatrician has. What is difficult about being paralyzed? We'll ask our doctor. This is a medical doctor. What's the hard part of being paralyzed?
You can't move, so there's very few things you can do for yourself. You need to be helped to do even the most common, ordinary things.
Like?
Eating, walking, going to the bathroom, getting into your bed.
Ooh.
Hard to sit down. They probably didn't have wheelchairs or anything of that. So,
well, was this man a paraplegic or a quadriplegic? From what we can tell from the story, he's lying on a mat. So,
quadriplegic.
Right. So you know that quadriplegic means you can't move any of your limbs, your hands, whatever. Okay. The people. Do you think the people in the village know this man?
Probably.
And how did they view him? Do you believe? Okay, ignored him. Do you think they had a nickname for him?
Probably teased him a lot.
I teased him, yeah, had a hard time. Spiritually, why did he end up in that, from the people's perception, why did he end up in that situation?
They thought he was a sinner.
Mikam Wayne,
shall I? He had those poor friends.
Okay, there's a question. Did these four men know each other? Did these four men know each other? เป็นเพื่อน เขาบอกว่าเป็นเพื่อน ผมถามว่าเป็นเพื่อนจริงๆเหรอ
I don't think so.
They probably just knew him.
They knew him, so maybe all four knew the man.
Right.
Yeah. But it's a small town.
Right. But remember, Jesus is there, so do you think there's only people from the town in this situation? So we really don't know who they are. Could they have been strangers?
Yes.
To each other? Yeah. Okay. So they pick him up, and they try to get through, and they're unable. What is their option or their choice at the point where they couldn't get through to Jesus? เดี๋ยวจะให้คนไทยนะครับไม่อย่าให้ฝรั่งในด้านนี้นะครับตอบหมดนะครับ What was something they could do other than what they did? They went up on the roof. We know that. What other thing could they have considered doing?
They could have given up.
They could have just dropped. He's paralyzed. Just drop him. It won't hurt him, right? So they could have just left him there. Okay. What other choice? Tell me a lie.
Get inside and invite yourself outside.
Oh, move one person in of the four and then figure a way to pull him in.
No, invite yourself to check outside.
Oh, invite him to come in some way. Okay, good. Would Jesus preach for 24 hours? So, could they wait, do you think? But as you read the story, do you think these people like to wait, these four men?
No.
Were they going to wait?
No.
So they go up and they begin to dig. What do you think about that? Was it their house?
Maybe it's a cave.
How big does the hole have to be? I'm going to ask my Thai people, how big does the hole have to be?
Like 2 meters.
Okay, 2 meters this way, and then how wide this way?
One
meter? Is that a big hole?
Yeah.
2 meter by 1 meter? Big hole in the roof?
I think it's a big hole.
And what happens to all of the tiles and the dirt and the timber? Where does it go? It goes down, right?
Yeah.
How could have Jesus reacted? What was his choice as this happened and they dig up a hole and drop a man down in front of Jesus? How could he have reacted? What could Jesus have said? What could Jesus have said when the man started coming down? Why'd you tear up my house? Huh?
What would the owner of the house say?
Okay, what would the owner of the house say? Yeah. Also, how big in your mind is the room that Jesus, that the man's being led down, compared to this room? This big or littler or?
A quarter.
Half the size, maybe.
Half the size. Okay, let's say it's half the size. How many people could get in half this size room, right? From here on, how many people?
100.
100 people.
I don't think it's this big.
Not 100 of Larry.
Probably 30.
100 Thai, but only 30 of Larry. But very crowded, right? And they tear up the wall. What's the man thinking as he's coming down? What's his feeling?
Don't drop me.
Don't drop me. So what does he have in his heart?
He has
fear.
He's afraid and he has hope.
Yeah.
So he's scared, but he's hopeful.
Yeah, hopeful.
Very good. And when Jesus looks at him, he says, he saw their faith. Jesus saw their faith. Just the four men, or did the man coming down, did he have faith? He had faith too.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about the men that were sitting. It says specifically that in this house, 100 people, but there was a group that was sitting. Why were they able to sit and the others had to stand?
Probably got there first.
They got there first?
Yeah.
Okay.
From prestige.
From prestige, okay? Mm-hmm. This group. So people with honor get to sit, and the other people have to do what?
Stand.
So everybody stand. Stand up.
You're saying we're not honorable?
My feet hurt and I'm standing all the time and you aren't giving me enough honor. Okay, I got enough honor. You can sit down now. So these people respond in their heart and say, what is Jesus saying? This is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins? It says they said in their heart. Why didn't they just speak it out? Why didn't they just say it? They'll rock on Thai. I'm going to wait on my Thai folks because they're very intelligent people. So you understand my question? Why didn't they just speak it out? Why did they only think these things in their heart? Why did they not just speak it out? They are leaders, they have great honor, and they're sitting in this group, but they're not willing to speak.
He's afraid of the people around.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Yeah.
If he says something wrong, it's going to be bad situation.
For them. So whose side are the people on? The scribe side or Jesus' side?
Jesus' side.
Oh, they're on Jesus' side.
Yeah.
And what's he doing for all these people? What's he doing for all these people in this? He's teaching them. Good teaching?
Yes.
Has anyone ever taught better? No. What else is he doing for the people? And he's been doing it all around Galilee.
Healing them.
Okay, so they are not willing to speak. They're afraid of the people. And also they say it's blasphemy. What happens to people in that context if you are blasphemy? You take their own. So it's very serious what they're saying in their heart. So Jesus says, what's easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or take up your bed and walk. And that's my question. What is easier to say? The first one. Ananput ngai. So you can say easily, your sins are forgiven. In America, we say, words are cheap. Kam ga tu di put alai ga wa alai ga lao dai. So, he gives you this choice. Very easy to say it, but more hard to do it. Okay. So he ends up by saying, so you will know the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. And he said to the man, arise, take up your bed and go home. Immediately, he went home. Now, was it hard for the man to get into the house?
Yes.
How about getting out of the house? And why was it easy?
Everybody.
What did the people do when he got healed?
Yeah. And he could walk now.
And he could walk. But not just walk, the people spread out. Just like church. It's hard to get people in church. When you get them there, next thing you know, they're gone. They're gone, really. Okay, let's think about application. Application. Let me ask this. Today, do people get interrupted? Jesus came into the house and his plan. What do you think his plan was when he came into the house, by the way? After many days doing ministry. He's ready to come home. What was he planning to do when he came home?
Rest.
Was he able to? How did he handle that situation? No chance to rest. What did Jesus do? He started to do what?
Preach.
Started to preach. Okay. So today, do our schedules get interrupted by things we didn't plan? And how do people react when their plans are upset? How about in your life? Do you have a situation where your plans have been upset? How did you handle it? Either positive or negatively? You did good or you didn't do so good?
Joey.
Excuse me.
Okay, now we have to all answer now because Jody's gone.
We need to trust in God and let Him say that what He wants me to do, and then you follow Him.
Mm.
Yeah.
And be flexible to do what God tells you to do.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
So in your life, can you give me a specific situation where you have been interrupted? How many of your mothers here have children? Okay, what was it like when your children were very little? What was your schedule like? Did your schedule ever get interrupted by your baby? Huh?
Many times.
Many times. A young mother, her whole life is one interruption, right? And can you remember how you handled that?
Give him a hug.
Give your baby a hug?
Yeah.
Yes. So if the baby interrupts, you try to help them. Very good. My daughter just had baby 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I'm six times. Yeah. So, other situation, you're in ministry. Where are there interruptions in the life of a minister?
All the time.
What type of interruptions, Larry?
Usually noise. It could be just unexpectedly noisy,
okay.
Like a baby crying in the background, mommy.
Oh, you're talking about when they're ministering, in church,
right,
okay?
In church, ministering, all of a sudden, there's a mother with a crying baby, and she will not leave the service.
Yeah.
You know.
In Thailand, you may have dogs running through, or all sorts of stuff. Okay, let's think about that. How about another application? These four men tried to get the man through to Jesus, but they had an obstacle. And they got over the obstacle. In your life, have you had obstacles trying to bring people to Jesus? And I want a specific situation where you had an obstacle, and tell all of us how you overcame that obstacle. In trying to bring a Thai person to Christ, or maybe someone in Europe. Larry's working in Europe.
Yes.
And my brother Harold has worked 40 years with children, so obstacles in bringing children to Jesus. You have an example?
Yeah, for Thai people, she said for Thai people, Sunday is like our holiday.
Oh.
Holiday, long holiday. You need to spend time with your family.
Mm.
Yes. And maybe you need to go somewhere to travel and maybe go shopping, meet up your friends.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Lots of things to do.
And how about children? Do they have activities? Thai schools have activities on Sunday?
Not very, but they do like hobby, like go to swimming, karate.
Tutor?
Huh? Yes, tutor.
Okay. How about in the spiritual realm? How about demonic side? Have you ever run into demonic obstacle? You find demonic obstacle? You have a specific situation? You've run into it?
We were in the church and the pastor was preaching and all of a sudden this lady, she just started to holler and this real loud noise come out of her mouth. And the pastor actually had to disrupt. He immediately got all the children out of the sanctuary.
Oh wow!
The first,
the big disturbance. Yeah,
because he didn't want to frighten the kids because they would.
Yeah.
And then we kind of prayed over the lady, and then he kind of escorted her out into a separate room, and
then worked with her. Oh wow! Yeah.
But it lasted a good 30 minutes. That just kind of disrupted the whole
thing. The whole thing. Yeah, yeah. Jesus had that same experience in his ministry. We could go much more into the obstacles, how to overcome obstacles, and also, were those men concerned for the roof? What were they concerned for? The roof or the person? The person, his soul, right? So you could think, before I was a Christian, what was my attitude towards material things? Because they didn't care about the material things. The roof was not important. In your life, before you became a Christian, what was your attitude towards material things? Afterwards, how did it change? Anyone like to share? If it didn't change, you don't need to give your testimony. มันต่างกันนะครับท่าทีต่อวัตถุสิ่งของก่อนแล้วหลังเป็นคริสเตียน Okay? Anyone? You're from Bangkok, very materialistic culture. Right? But these four men had no concern for the material things. They were concerned for soul. Someone would like to give testimony.
Is like temporary, but for the heaven, it's very important to our soul to know the God, and it's very good to follow Jesus and follow Him, and we can do like many things without Him, we cannot do it.
Without the material things, they're not as important.
Yes, yeah,
amen.
Not very important.
Amen. You can see there are many parts of this story you could make applications. Obviously, in evangelism, your sins are forgiven. You could talk about the men, the hypocrisy of the men. What do we learn about God? The power of Jesus, the teaching of Jesus. So we could keep going for an hour from this point, just to let you know how easy this is to teach. So now I'm going to teach you and give you this. And I want you to promise that you will tell this story using this free thing I'm going to give you. So let's promise. I might have to do this promise in Thai and English. Hold up your right hand. Hold up your right hand high. I promise. Say after me. I promise.
I promise.
To share this Bible story, with people that are in my family or people I know. In my family or people I know. Okay, put your hand down. Okay, here we go. Watch carefully, then I'll hand these out and we will practice. After many days, Jesus came to Capernaum. What letter is this? What letter is this?
C.
After many days, Jesus came to Capernaum. And it was heard he was in the house. And many people gathered in the house so that there was no room even at the door. And Jesus was teaching the Word of God to the people. Outside there was a man. This is his head. And this is his knee. knee and head. And he was on a mat. Four men picked him up on his mat and tried to get through to Jesus. They were unable because of all the people at the door. So they went up onto the roof and they began to dig. And they dug a hole and they let the man down right in front of Jesus. Jesus saw the faith of the four men, but he spoke to the lame man and said, "My son, your sins are forgiven." But there were some scribes who were sitting. And the scribes were reasoning in their heart. And the scribe said, "What is this man saying? This is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" So Jesus, who has shorter beard, Jesus sensed in his spirit what the scribes were thinking. And so he said, "What is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise, take up your mat and go home? But in order that you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth," "has authority on earth to forgive sins," then he said to the paralyzed man, "Arise." So anyway, you make the world. I messed it up. So you make the world. You can make the world like this. You know that you have authority on earth to forgive sins. And he said, "Take up your mat and go home." Immediately the man got up and he began to go to walk. He began to walk home. And the people, when they saw it, were amazed and they began to glorify God. And they said to each other, "We have never seen anything like this. And you have never seen anything like this." Okay, now, pass these out. There you go. Did you get one yesterday? He's a glutton for punishment, this man. He could tell the story.
Blindfolded.
Okay, let's practice. Neil Ralph Fugnoy. Okay, get your thing. Good to loosen your mut. Mut niga tanen gan pai man ja den yak. Ko dong hai hai luom luom noi na krap. Okay, prom na krap to kon tam tam na krap. Okay, here we go. Yeah, you want to stand up? Move back so you can make room. Here we go. After many days he came to Capernaum. Now this has to point to your left shoulder. This has to touch your left shoulder. You see, it's a C. Do a C, na ka? I'll be good joke. Chamei ka? Don't come, ka pom. Chamei ka? Okay. He came to Capernaum and he was in the house. Make your house. So many people in the house, there's no room even at the door. Jesus was preaching. Okay. Outside, there was a man and he was paralyzed. Head and knee. So, he was on his mat. Four men picked him up. Now, it has to point to your right shoulder. Suan ti lam lam dong chi nai dan kwa. Ti bao nai dan. Okay? Ba. Okay? Four men tried to pick him up, bring him to Jesus. They were unable. Because there were so many people at the
door.
Ano may say door? Natang, natang. So they went up onto the roof and they began to dig. And they dug a hole and they let the man down right in front of Jesus. Jesus saw the faith of the Manchi Dan Kwa Nakap. Ni Dan Kwa. See Nakap, see. And he spoke to the wise man. He spoke to the paralyzed man and said, "My son, your sins are forgiven." But there were wise men. Sit down. No. But the wise men were sitting. And they were reasoning in their heart. Oh. Which are you not done, I? Don't quarry, sign. They're reasoning in their hearts and they said, "This man is saying blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" So, Jesus, who has shorter beard, Jesus, he sensed in his spirit what the wise men were saying. So Jesus said, "What is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven." It's like your sins go up. You know, God takes your sin. "Or to say, take up your bed and go home. But in order that you might know that the Son of Man has authority on earth." Now, I tried to make earth a while ago. It didn't work. Meaning, tam dai lao. Am I? "So you know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." And he said to the paralyzed man, "Arise, take up your bed and go home." He got up and he started to walk. Now, plet lap na kap, plet lap. Ya yok pa yok ma na kap, kung kun long, kun long. Nid diyo. Alright? Don't key up, chai. Ya. Ma nid diyo na. เขาเดินออกไปแล้วทุกคนเป็นไรอัศจรรย์ใจ right they were in awe and they began to glorify God and they said to one another we have never seen anything like this จบอย่าบอกว่าไม่ให้แถมนะครับให้ฟรียินดีนะครับโอเคมีเวลาเหลือเท่าไหร
่
Okay, when I finish this story, I like to talk about communication. Okay, everybody, ของเล่นต้องเก็บไว้นะครับ So everybody put these up so I don't have to see you playing with them. On the way back to Bangkok, you can play and walk and do all these things. เก็บเก็บเก็บครูก็สั่งอาจารย์ใหญ่ก็สั่งThis, what I've just done, is a spiritual way of communicating. I hope you saw the steps. I went through some basic steps.